This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back, messing it up, as always.
As always. We didn't do a show this weekend. We normally record on Saturday. We planned to record on Sunday, doing a show on sports conspiracies. The reason we couldn't record Saturday is, again, I was out of town for business. It's starting to become a big pain in the ass for the podcast side of things.
Yes, it is.
Had to go out to horrible, warm, sunny Las Vegas, spend a couple days out there, you know, doing business and whatnot. Got back Saturday in time for the show probably, but I didn't have a lot of prep done. Yesterday morning I woke up. It's like,
No. We did daddy daughter dance on Saturday.
That's true.
So you would not have been able to record the podcast.
I usually don't like to go to anything. That was a good time.
No, yeah,
taking the kids.
I mean, it sucks. Let's be honest, but they have a great time.
Yeah, they had fun.
So that's all it's about. You know, I mean, we just eat some food, dance a little bit, and whatever.
We should probably throw a picture or something on the group.
I did.
Did you? Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were we? Oh, yesterday. Woke up, snowing real decently.
We had a nice ice.
I live out kind of a rural area. The roads were kind of icy. For one, I was like, well, fuck this. Two, I was feeling kind of under the weather. I got a chronic stomach issue I deal with. I don't really want to get into it, but any which way. Woke up feeling shitty. And I just wasn't feeling it yesterday. I didn't feel like getting out of the house. It was real sluggish. So Eric and I and Corey, you guys love Corey. I know you love Corey. He's going to be a guest on the show for Sports Conspiracies.
Definitely.
We got together and said, hey, let's just push this back. No big deal. No point in crashing and feeling bad while we're doing it. So that's next Saturday, Sports Conspiracies. This week, since we're not giving you a show, we wanted to do a couple things. One, we have one voicemail from the previous week. You guys are slacking. Let's get them in.
Yes, please.
And we wanted to suggest a couple shows you can listen to this week while we're out. Something from the old
the archives.
The archives. There you go. So I guess without further ado, let's go ahead and do the voicemail we got. It's from a Maria Abularc. Abularc? I don't know. I'm not great at Hispanic names. Anyway, here's the voicemail. Maybe.
Hey, guys. This is Maria from Mexico City.
Hola.
I just listened to your podcast on religion, and I thought it was really great, really honest and authentic.
Yeah, right,
and
right. That's what
one thing
for.
You talked a lot about was about people having faith because of their fear of death.
Yeah.
But I think more than that, it's about their fear of life, so to speak, in a sense that they feel secure and comfortable. Like when you have problems, whether it be bankruptcy or the death of a loved one or depression.
Right.
And you know that God has got your back and things will be okay no matter what. When you're a kid and you know that your parents will fix any problem that you have. I think religious people are religious because of that feeling of comfort.
That makes sense. We totally skipped over that.
I've had a lot of talks with really intelligent and bad Christians, which is a weird combination, but I think that feeling of security allows them to overlook a lot of the nonsense in religion and just continue on with their faith. And I think that's an incredible ability that I don't have, but yeah, thanks for the show.
Hey, we appreciate you. Thanks for the voicemail.
She makes some good points there. We didn't at all talk about... We more or less, like we said religion was a need for people who have a fear of death. But she's got a good point. People who are alive and are just having a hard time,
It can make like you feel better.
Yeah, a crutch, something to lean on, you know, something like that fucking footsteps. Remember?
Yeah.
It was those times you were not walking alone. I was carrying you, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, the footprints.
Yeah, footsteps or footprints. Yeah,
footprints,
whatever.
Yeah. Everybody had that on their grandma's wall.
At least in the 80s and
90s. Right,
yeah.
If you're as old as we are. Then.
Well, she makes a real good point there. Again, we never wanted to shit on religion and shit on anybody who is religious, unless they're assholes about it, and then we shit on you for being an asshole.
Yeah, but at
that's the
same time,
we're
shitting. Yeah, I'll shit on you for
being
an asshole.
Science of religion, and you're an asshole about that.
Right.
Or not science of religion, religion of science. But yeah, thanks for the voicemail, Maria. Appreciate that. Anybody else, send us one. You know, we love you and love the voicemails. With that, let's start talking about what we think people should probably listen to. I think what we're going to do on this episode one is I'm going to tack the first part of the time travel episode directly onto this download. So when we get done with this little intro is what it's going to be, it'll start playing the time travel episode. I'll put in links for the other parts of the time travel episode so you can kind of just link right to that from your podcast player app. And whatever ones we talk about here, I'll try to also send a link to so you can easily get to the download for the episode.
I've got the list of episodes in front of me.
Well, first and foremost, I wanted to do the time travel episode. My favorite episode.
It was your favorite episode. You feel like it was fucked up, though.
It was fucked up. Still my favorite. My favorite topic by far that we've done was time travel. And right now, it seems real nice that if we had time travel, I would love to take advantage of being able to do my morning, time travel back, fucking redo it again just to have that extra time. If I could do a 16-hour day, I think I'd do that right now.
Crack.
Yeah, that's true. I can get double my 8 hours in and lose more weight. Oh. It's a thought. We'll go back to that later.
But so you think, so time travel was your favorite episode that we did?
I think so. It was my favorite. One I had most fun with. It had a lot of interesting thoughts and philosophy. And
It was cool because it's not like something that you can prove. It's just, we're reaching for the stars on this. You know what I mean? Like just.
Well, time travel to the future.
Theoretical.
Is possible, though I don't consider it time travel because most of the time it involves just changing your
position?
Frame of reference of time. So time can pass at two different speeds and two different space locales.
Right.
So time for you could be passing.
Two different positions.
Right. Could be passing a million times faster to you. So for you, it wouldn't even look like it blinks here. It'd just be a flash of color and then it's done and a million seconds has passed by.
Mm-hmm.
That's not time travel for me. That's just more or less putting you in stasis and waiting or because you're still there physically. It's just the world around you is moving faster. It's not like stepping into a portal or having a portal like the time machine from Back to the Future.
Right.
So as far as we know it, dimensional time travel, you know, through a portal, whatever, not possible as far as we know it. Gravimetric time travel is basically what we're doing, differences in frame of reference of time. Anyway, see what I mean? I'm getting into it already.
Yeah, we should redux that show.
That was a fun one. Check that one out, though. It was back in, a long time ago. It was one of our first episodes of Surreal Talk.
Yeah, it was maybe the second or third we streamed live to YouTube.
It was the second episode of Surreal Talk.
Was it the second episode?
The first episode we did was the Federal Reserve.
No, Georgia Guidestones.
No.
That was still in OT?
That was still Nick of Time.
Wow.
Yep.
That was a good episode.
Actually,
I really
Georgia Guidestones, yeah, it was the second to last Nick of Time. The last was Strangest Places on Earth.
Good. I'm glad that one got kicked back with the other catalog, but we should really do Georgia Guidestones again.
What about the old Nick of Time episodes? We started out with Illuminati, our first episode.
Yeah, we did a Flat Earth. We did a Hollow Earth, which we've reduxed both since then.
Yeah.
What else did we do?
Planet X with the Nibiru and the Anunnaki.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that. That's such a great conspiracy, the Anunnaki, Planet X,
Nibiru. You vacation on Nibiru. So.
I like it. Everyone got their shirts, I hope, right? So we sent out the shirts for the shirt winners. Andrew Berardi posted in the group and Terrence Forinio are... I murdered your last name right there, Foranini.
Victor. We'll just say Victor.
Victor.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What else was pretty good? Doomsday and Doomsday Prepping were fun. I like Doomsday Prepping maybe a little more than Doomsday, but they were both pretty cool. Check Doomsday, we talked more about the scenarios of what might destroy the Earth from cataclysmic asteroid impact to even a biological problem.
Simulation Theory was a great episode we did. That was one of our more populars. The True Crime, Seth Rich. True Crime, Chris Benoit, by far our... that was a great, great, great episode, but by far our biggest YouTube episode by a landslide out of everything we have on YouTube. That was our biggest one.
The Kennedy one was great, too. That was a three-parter. I'd suggest, actually, if you're going to do that one, watch it on YouTube.
Watch it on YouTube. It's better because we have graphics inserted into the stream and everything. So, yeah, that was pretty neat. Nikola Tesla was fun.
Yeah, the Tesla episode was okay. Mandela Effect and Cryptozoology, both good episodes.
If you're in a government-hating mood... Watch our government waste episode, Where Does the Money Go? Because we really talk about like some shitty spending that the government does and just some terrible money management by our federal government.
Oh, the shitty internet. That was a good one, I thought.
That one was good. I like shitty
internet. If you like those episodes where I kind of geek out and get kind of techie, you'll like that one, that's for sure.
Yeah, they ain't no shit.
Any of our all over the places are fan favorites. Call-in episodes are fan favorites. Check those out. You get to have you guys call in, and we'll talk about whatever you guys want. They're
pretty
good.
Now, look.
What?
You guys have to go. If you're a new listener to the podcast and you're just downloading every week to the new episodes, if you don't go back and watch the 9/11 four-part that we did, my favorite ever, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life, okay?
Damn.
Because that's just gold. The 9/11 episodes are gold. It's gold, Jerry. Yes, it is. It's gold. The Mandela Effect was fun.
Yeah.
But there is since we did that episode, there's been like 100 more Mandelas that have came out, like different, you know, scenarios that people are like,
2 weeks from now, then let's do another Mandela. Fuck it.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, so that episode's definitely dated. And yeah, the time travels were great. Federal Reserve was good, man. I like the Federal Reserve because we talked about, like, you know, they got that federal in their name, so it garners like a sense of trust from the American public.
Well, it sounds
public.
Like it's government official. But.
Yeah, it does, but it's not. What the federal, and Sandy Hook was good too. Yeah, a lot of people get shitty about that though, you know, when you start talking shit about Sandy Hook, but it is what it is. If you're here.
Did it happen? I don't know.
Yeah, if you're here for the conspiracies, you'll like the show.
Victor was saying we should do some more shitting on Scientology. That was a good episode, too.
I love shitting on Scientology. We're probably going to get sued. We do a couple more Scientology episodes.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
What are they going to take from us?
We got a lawyer in-house. We'll be all right.
There we go. One other thing today, too. We had a 5-star review I wanted to read. Just got today, so I figured, fuck it, we'll read it.
Uh-huh.
This is an iTunes one. Oops, wrong button. Normally, we only read the shitty ones, but I said, fuck it, this one's kind of funny. The subject was... I've always loved Seth Rogen. I've always thought Seth was hilarious, and I'm so glad I found his show. P.S. I know it's not Seth Rogen, but the show is great. Really makes you feel like you're in a room chatting with these guys. Thanks. That's kind of what we're going for.
Yeah.
I mean, when we first started, go back and listen to those first episodes we did. What was the first one we did?
Illuminati.
You'll notice that we've cut the shit out of that episode. We had no clue what we were doing. We were trying to find our groove. I don't want to shit on Eric, but he had never been on a podcast. It was real rough.
No.
Your way to talk down.
And that's something you'll notice if you watch some of our podcasts where we do the call-ins. A lot of people just don't really... It's hard. Okay, so... And I've heard Joe Rogan explain this. It's really hard to have a conversation. And as stupid as that sounds, to sit down and actually have a meaningful conversation, put your phone away... And just immerse yourself in the conversation. That's not an easy thing to do anymore.
If you listen to our first episodes, we had no clue. Really.
No, and that's what we've grown as
a podcast. We have a lot of podcasts that we would cut out.
But the thing about that is, too,
we eventually got to the point where we said, fuck cutting this stuff up because it's not genuine.
Nope, we dog ride and do it live, man.
We do it all live now, and that's just kind of became our edits. The side part of that is... Sometimes our prep isn't where it should be, but we're a live couple of guys.
Yeah,
that's just the way we roll.
Yeah, we get shit on sometimes, but
we apologize for it, absolutely.
But I really think that just being able to, like, I don't know, you know, converse. Like I said, and the weird thing about it is I've known the guy my entire life.
Most of.
So it's not like I have never talked to him before. But when you want to sit down and have a sincere conversation about a certain subject and to not take it off into another tangent and talk about it.
And that's the thing, too. A lot of the other shows that are out there, not just conspiracy shows, they get real tangential. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, by the way, since you brought up Donald Trump, let's have a 45-minute Donald Trump diatribe.
Yeah, well, that's, you know what I mean? And then it's everything that he's done wrong. Yeah, but you got to stick to the subject. To have a conversation about a subject is no easy task.
Right.
And our earlier shows, I'm just saying, in our earlier shows, you will notice that we were not very good conversationalists.
True. Anything else you got to add to today?
No, I just want to thank you, everyone, for the continued and ongoing support.
All our Patreon folk.
Yeah, all of the Patreon folk. You guys are great.
Everybody in the Facebook group, most of you anyway. Some of you guys are assholes.
But there are assholes.
Well, I mean, for now.
Until they get too assholes and we go delete.
Wants to know, which time travel episode should I watch? Start with the first one and do all three. They're all the same day. There's one after the other.
Yep.
So back in the day, we would do a lot more multi-part shows.
Yeah.
Usually that was we'd break about 45 minutes to an hour in, go grab a smoke or a bowl or whatever, and come back in and carry
two smokes.
These days, we prefer, honestly, to just do it one rip.
Yeah, we just if it takes us 2 hours to sit down, then that's what it is.
Yeah, it's the evolution of the way we do this.
The cigarette break before the show and get our drinks in here, and is what it is. But yeah, I feel like our show's got, just the way we handle ourselves and stuff, it's gotten a lot better, and we really try to get that through to our listeners. And like I said, we appreciate everyone for the ongoing support, all the ratings, The downloads are good. Everything's good, man. And we just want to say thank you all for that. Sorry we didn't put out a show this week.
And there's probably going to be a lot more of those weeks off before it gets better.
Yeah,
next
we
few
know.
Months of us at work are going to be crazy. We've got a big event we're doing in Vegas at the beginning of April. It's been announced, not who's doing it, but we are the ones doing a big event. It's going to be for Gears of War coming out.
Yep, Gears of War 4. So it'll be at Caesars.
That's a huge undertaking. It's right now announced as a $150,000 prize pool.
Oh, is it only 150?
For now, it's a prize. It's a pop,
I thought it was two.
Pop bonus. So it has a chance to go up between now and then, depending on how you know.
Oh, sales okay. How go. Sales and everything go? Yeah.
But bare minimum 150. It'll probably make it up to 200 or more. Like I said, beginning of April, it's going to be a real big deal. We'll
have to take that weekend off.
We've got our online platform where we're launching for UGC. We've got all kinds
of
stuff.
What about, I'll be out of town February 25th through 28th. Is that on a weekend?
Yeah, we got a conference you're going to on that. I might go. I haven't decided yet. But yeah,
is that on a weekend?
It is on a weekend.
So that will be no
show. That's 2 weeks from now. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, so I'll be going to Chicago for a conference. Bummer. But we got a lot of stuff going on. But wait, his name was Scott, right? Well, I'll start with him. Someone is Scott.
Uh-huh.
Scott who?
What do you say?
I don't know. Victor in chat says, talk about the Nazi occultism or occult in general, also magic, demons, and cryptids.
Where does it say something about Scott?
Rennie.
What's Rennie saying? Most people don't remember Scott. Ah, Scott. Scott was great while he was around. There was a little bit of a misunderstanding between me and his group, and they got butthurt when I was joking around one day. Whatever. I like Scott. He was, you know, kind of butthurty-ish, but, you know, fuck it. Yeah. He wasn't horrible.
No.
Shit didn't go right. He got insulted, and that was that.
We can't pander to anyone. We
got time for it.
No, we don't, man. No, we don't. So yeah, he was a moderator in the group, and he decided to take his business elsewhere, and that's okay. And if you guys decide to do that too, that's okay. We don't hate you, but we really love you.
Miss you.
Yeah.
Come back anytime, Scott. You're still welcome. I don't know if you still listen at all. I've seen you out there on Twitter supporting a bunch of other podcasts. That's cool, man. Everyone, come back. Door's open.
Not me. I'm blocked.
Well, yeah, I'm blocked too. But you know.
We got our ways.
Whatever.
But anyway, so we're sorry for the short show. And like I said, we wanted you guys to really, try to listen. If you're not listening to the back catalog, which we're getting messages from people that say, hey, I'm still 30 episodes behind.
It's amazing and you have that many.
Right. And I love that, you know, you guys are continuing to put out episodes. So if you're 30 episodes behind, you're listening to the back catalog. But if you're just downloading us new every week.
There's 131 fucking episodes on there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. We got a lot of content, man. So, Check out the 9/11, check out the time travel, check out Sandy Hook, check out JFK. Those were all really good, well-executed episodes, in my opinion. And the Doomsday one was good. World War III was good. I had, I really don't have very many episodes that I hated. I did not like the Black Sites and Secret Bases episode.
Really?
Though.
Why not? That was Scott's episode.
Oh, shit. What are you going to do? I didn't like that episode. I just, it didn't. It
we're going about ones we didn't like.
The E fucking Howard Hunt Spymaster was stupid, too.
I thought it was okay.
I didn't like that one. That
really?
Was not my favorite.
Dude, that guy was a real for real spy.
No, he was. No, I'm not.
It's just boring.
I'm not taking anything away from the guy. I just didn't like the episode.
Nostradamus, I thought, came out kind of shitty for
Nostradamus. Pyramids.
I named it that, but it went away.
Pyramids wasn't fun. Urban Legends. Urban Legends was kind of cool, though.
Pyramids was poop.
Yeah, Pyramids is poop. Urban Legends was kind of cool, though. You know what? I like the Pizzagate episodes. Those are by a landslide our most controversial episode that we've done.
Either loved it or hated it.
You loved it or hated it. And
the marijuana episodes.
Oh God, the marijuana episodes kind of was rough.
At least the first one.
The first one
was only the really bad one. Nobody made it past that one.
I got fucked up.
That was the problem. We both got a little too, you know, indulgent.
We were trying out marijuana for the first time to try to see what the big hype was.
The first timers. That's right. That's right. It was the first time ever. Ever, probably never did it again.
And well, we tried it, and it had some effects. You set it on fire, it does this, it does that, whatever.
It slowed down our reaction time for the episode, which was a bummer, because the first episode of that, which is the one where we indulged during the episode, was about the conspiracy behind the prohibition, facts about marijuana.
So we should have saved that shit for the second episode.
We were trying to get the meat of it out, and we're like, do we have any more pizza?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, guys, we can keep rambling all day, so... Oh, Byron says the pod episodes suck kind of hard. Did you listen past the first one?
Yeah, if you listen to second and third one, they weren't too bad.
Unless
but...
they are just so, they were shitty, but not near as shitty, and they just seem better by contrast. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's finish this up.
Oh, Sasquatch was fun.
Sasquatch was fun. Anyway, let's finish this up. They were all pretty much fun in one way or the other. Most of them were not tedious pieces of shit that we weren't happy to be in the studio that day for. There might have been one or two of those. But, okay, catch you guys later. Enjoy the time travel episode, the Stitch 2, right after this. We'll catch you
and
guys.
And the 9/11 and JFK
It's not
episodes.
Stitched, though. I'm going to actually.
You better, what about stitching the 9/11, man?
I'm not doing that. I'm going to put the time travel one on here.
Can you at least throw a link in,
I'll
there,
throw
in
a
the
link
description?
To
That's 9/11 my favorite.
And JFK. How about that?
And JFK.
Part ones only. They can find the rest on their own.
That's true.
I'm not copying and pasting all day long.
What?
I'm just fucking with you. All right. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy time travel.
Yep, thanks. Welcome to Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production brought to you this week and, of course, every week by audible.com. If you go to our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com, and find the banner for the Audible to create your own 30-day trial account and get a free audiobook download.
Completely free.
Completely. Oh, yeah. It will cost you nothing. Nothing.
With no nothing. Obligation to continue.
Yeah, no obligation. Yeah.
So yeah. Check it out.
It sounds really great.
If your eyes are like too lazy to look at words on a page like mine are, hearing them pushed into my ears is the way to go for a book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sounds good.
And it
sounds easy.
If you guys would like to do any shopping, please visit our website. If you're going to do any shopping, I'm sorry, on Amazon.
Yeah, I don't shop in real life.
Because like, if you're going to shop at Shop and Save, it really won't do you any good to.
Hey, no free plugs.
Yeah, it won't do you any good to shop on our website. So if you're going to do any shopping on Amazon, go to our website, click the Amazon banner. And anything that you buy is going to directly support our show. I'm not saying we're going to get rich off of it, but I'm saying it's going to directly support the show.
It allows us to pump more into the machine and get more listeners.
Oh, yes, definitely.
It definitely helps a lot.
So I wanted to take this chance right here to talk about a few other podcasts that are on the lineupmedia.fm network. One that we have is MexicoThisWeek.com or MexicoEstaSemana.com. Mexico This Week is recorded both in English and Espanol, and the podcast offers a weekly recap of the most relevant economic, political, sports, and cultural news from Mexico. Host Seb Tina comes to you live from the heart of Mexico City, reporting on the nation's most important topics. So we have a lot of base down in Central America and Southern America. A lot of listeners from down there. So
Mexico and whatnot.
Figured that's relevant. And
we got good content. We got a lot of good reviews on Seb's program. He's kind of a madman. He's kind of a controversial figure, if you will. But I'll leave it at that. Take a listen to his show, though, if you've got any kind of base down in Mexico. And, listen to it. It's good stuff.
Yeah. What was that name again?
Mexico This Week or Mexico Esta Semana, which is Mexico This Week in
Hosted
Spanish.
By Seb Tina. And also,
you can find it on iTunes, just like all of our other shows.
We've had some criticism of us being a little, I wouldn't say hostile, but more critical to women, and I don't
sure
see
not.
It. But
she
I'm
called
not gonna,
you sexist.
Okay, so the lady called me sexist. Anyway, so I'm going to prove that wrong right now by plugging another
this
show here
anything.
On the lineupmedia.fm network.
This proves nothing.
I'm talking about the Girls Girls Show.
He's offering an
The Girls right. Girls Show is a place where women Fair. Gather to be inspired and relate to one another. Hosts Nikki and Jen take a fun, lighthearted look at the everyday issues that go along with being a girl in today's world. They mix it up a little bit with style, glit, glam, and fashion. So if you guys are into fashion... You guys probably aren't into fashion. Yeah. But anyways,
some of our listeners
some of the
might
chicks
be
might be
into
glit, glam fashion.
Whatever that means.
We got the Girls Girls Show too.
I don't quite understand it, but I'm not gonna try.
No, but so here we are back.
Oh, that's why they call it Girls
this
Girls
is,
Show.
This
Let's
is
get this
our,
shit started.
This is our second episode. And we've got a doozy for you guys today. I know what we're gonna talk about, but I only know it because I might be from the future. I've listened to this podcast ahead of time. We're gonna talk about
Wait a minute. You're telling me you built a time machine from a DeLorean?
This is Biff Tannen here live with Doc.
Spit it out. What are we talking about today?
In case you couldn't tell, we're going to talk about the crazy, crazy subject of time travel. And there's a lot to this one. So we've kind of got it broke up into like four parts. So you're going to get like
sorry.
A,
it's gonna be
like
a long
four
week.
Episode. You're going to get like a four episode gig
all,
this
it's
week.
It's all good stuff, though. All
yeah,
good
time
stuff.
Travel. And time travel. Now, when everyone thinks of time travel, obviously you get to just the main short of it. Hey, you can go to the future or to the past.
Right.
So what do you guys think when you think time travel? Because me and myself, I know everyone right goes right immediately. And I asked a lot of people this week. I called a lot of people that I know, a lot of my acquaintances, friends, family. And
I heard
and
you
I,
called mom and asked her
and
about
I,
it too.
And I did. And I called people and I was like, look, I want to know something because I'm trying to get what people's common conceptions are on time travel. So I asked them a few simple questions basically. Like, so when I say time travel, what's the first thing that pops into your head? And 90%, 9 out of 10 people I asked, that damn Back to the Future, you know, the DeLorean. So that's very, very prevalent right now.
Thank you, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, everybody knows about the Back to the Future.
Most people are our age, so that's going to be the first thing you apply to it, obviously.
Right, so well, what about you, Sean? What do you think when I say time travel? What's something that pops into your head? What do you have a pre-misconception to about time travel?
Pre-misconception?
Yeah. How are you going to think about it wrong before you even know what it is?
Well, really, yeah, like you said, the first thing I go
to back in time for that.
Yeah, I gotta go back in time here. First thing you said, like I go straight back to the Back to the Future rules,
as a lot of people do,
you know. But there's many rules of time travel,
right? This is true.
So I really don't have a one word answer for this,
right? Okay,
yeah, dude, that's one of the most loaded questions ever. What do I think about time travel? What time of day is it right now?
I mean, that's like what movies have I seen recently? Life or something. If you're gonna ask me the meaning of life, I can't give you a good, difficult
one.
I'm going to go on for a
minute. Okay, here's an interesting one. What about you, Pigpen? When I say time travel, what do you think?
Like I said, it's a loaded question. I think of movies. I think of TV shows that had good time travel episodes.
A lot of pop culture
shows that were
references.
All about
I mean,
time
really,
travel.
That's where we've learned most of our knowledge is from pop culture movies.
Well, which comes from books, like, your Time Machine by H.G. Wells.
Right.
Right, because...
Well, that was kind of before our time. I mean,
yeah, but
most
time
travel
is ancient. Like, even a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court by fucking Samuel Langhorne Clemens. What's his name? Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
It was about a guy that got sent back to King Arthur's time. They made a kid about
Right.
That's what that book was about? Yeah, man, that's what that was about, man. George Washington was founded on a cult, man, and the cult was into aliens, man.
That was a good Slater.
Yeah, it was. Sorry about that. But yeah, time travel is just a very, and like Biggie was just saying, it's loaded. It's loaded down. And that's why this section of Surreal Talk is going to be a four-part deal.
Hopefully we can get it to...
Yeah, hopefully
we've
can
got
get
an
four,
outline
four
like
good
that.
Parts.
Hopefully we don't get boring.
Hey, we got a good plan, okay? Yeah, hopefully we don't get boring. So I think we need to talk about, like I said, some of our intros into time travel. A lot of people know about the Back to the Future gig. Different types of time travel.
Let me start out with a preconception of this, and this is why our listeners love to hate me.
Okay.
I don't think it's possible.
There's something, but I was thinking maybe we should have touched on that
a
little bit later.
I don't know.
But
I mean, 100 years
ago. The possibility of time travel.
That's it. I don't think it's possible for us.
I mean, yet again, 100 years ago, people didn't think a TV was possible.
That's fair.
You know, internet.
What internet? Really? Try explaining that to somebody in the Old West, right?
Right, exactly. So,
but there's a caveat
here
to what
we go.
I say. Time travel is not possible the way we the way I think about
the
it.
The way we perceive it as to be right now.
We don't even know what time is.
Well, the same thing,
Right, and you know what? There's another interesting question that we have to go
but
to.
They're learning more on this every day, though.
No, so, you're right. Physics is expanding.
Same thing as splitting the atom. So I think this will only grow.
That's interesting about time, and we'll get into this when we talk about what is time. Time is relative. I'm sure you've heard that time before, or term before.
Yeah, time
phrase.
Is relative. I've heard.
Do you understand it though?
No. Why don't you give me a good breakdown on it? Let's
time
hear it.
Is relative to the observer. So that means every person, every observational thing has its own frame of reference for time. So time for me could be moving at a different speed than what it is moving for you.
I mean, and that's from, I think.
That's true.
Maybe your brain, like let's say an 8-hour workday seems like it drug by. But when you're having fun, it seems like it flies by.
That's a different perception.
No, I think what Big E's referring to is as how like a hummingbird can flap their wings 32 times a second. Now to us, that just seems astronomical in our perception of time.
That's not at all what I'm talking
about. But to them, that's very fast.
I'm talking about physics. Like, how time works. So, time can be affected by gravity, right?
Time is, I believe, affected by gravity and light.
Well, we'll get to that. Time warping.
Slow me down when
time
you feel
can
like
be,
you need to.
Time warping by gravity was Einstein's general theory of relativity.
Yeah, and what you mean is E equals MC squared.
Well, no. That's not what I mean.
Then what do you mean?
That's
why I'm asking for the rundown.
So,
again, disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen, but we're just trying to get this information.
Time warping by gravity states that the higher your gravity, I believe it is, the less you experience time. So, say you're on Jupiter where your gravity is way higher.
Okay.
Time will be passing slower for people on that. So
inside of a black hole, that's the thing where like time will slow so much in a black hole that if you were to travel close to the event horizon, time's actually going faster closer you get to the black hole than it would be if your ship was stationed, two light years away or whatever. Time's traveling.
Yeah, the observers there, like you look. So say you're the one closer to the event horizon. And you're looking out at the other ship.
It'd be 2 minutes for you, but 30 years for them.
It'd look like they're in fast forward.
Right.
Yeah. Like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Actually, they say astronauts. Like, what is it? Astronauts that that go up into outer space. They go at I think it's like 7,500 miles per hour. When they come back, they're actually younger than us by 1 millisecond.
Right. Oh yeah. Okay.
Well, your head and your feet actually experience time at a different level due to the difference pull and gravity of the Earth on your feet and your head, like the distance of how strong gravity gets because it changes how high you go up, right?
Right.
Away from the center of gravity of the planet. 3 femtosecond difference in your perception, the time, actually how fast it actually passes for your head and your feet.
Really?
Which is almost nothing. But it's something.
That's kind of like the old saying, like the tall guy knows
what
it's raining
first. Is? It's like zero, like 20 zeros and a 3. So it's almost no change in how fast time change or moves.
But it's measurable.
But it's not just perception. It is real. Now, they've done experiments by taking 2 atomic clocks, which an atomic clock is a clock that, like, you know how a regular clock works by how you apply electricity to a quartz crystal, uh-huh. And it vibrates. And it will always vibrate at the same frequency.
Damn it, man, I'm a doctor, not a physicist.
Well, I'm telling you, a clock works by quartz.
He's like, follow me here.
a clock works by quartz, which vibrates at a certain amount of times per second, and it doesn't change. So they set up their mechanics to work off of that vibration to change the gears at that certain speed. That's how a clock always keeps perfect time.
Oh.
Now, an atomic clock does something similar with, like, the rotation of an electron around an atom, which is, like, super
precise.
Exactly.
Way more precise.
So they got 2 of these clocks going, 2 atomic clocks that are completely synced up. They sent one up in space where there's less gravity. And it came back down. It had not had as much time pass as the one on the planet.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The GPS satellites that orbit mm-hmm. they're actually in the future.
Well, their clocks
are set at apparently 1,000th per second.
Well, their internal clocks are set to run at a slightly faster rate than our clocks.
Due to the difference in gravity?
Exactly, to keep up.
Oh, that's interesting, man.
Because if they weren't, I thought that was nice. Then by the time your coordinates got back to you, they would be off.
So slightly, but still off.
Off is off.
But still off. Yeah, off is off. Exactly right. It's not.
It only travels so fast. So you have to have that delay, I suppose.
Okay, so what is time then? I mean, because that's the question.
Let me ask some questions here, just for some good banter here on time.
Okay.
Does time have a beginning or an end? This isn't a question we can answer, but what do you think about this? Did time start?
Well, my first thought of, you know, when did time begin? Well, obviously the Big Bang would come into notion.
Right. I mean, that's what I come up with.
That's what I come up with. That's when time first came into existence.
That's the theory of how our existence started.
Sure. And as they say, the universe is forever expanding, so time will never end.
Let me, okay.
Or just time just keeps going along.
Let's take it to more of a primeval thought about time. Is time real, or is time a byproduct of something happening?
Oh, I'm totally with you. I mean, they really made made time kind of around the workday. If you think about it.
That's not what I mean. So take it to a molecular level.
Well, I could.
So if nothing happens on a complete subatomic level throughout the entire universe, nothing has changed. Does time pass?
Right, because nothing's changed at all. No, I wouldn't. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
What was his name? Fucking Isaac Newton.
Is time only a way to measure certain events that happen?
Newton thought that it was that way. Einstein disagreed that time isn't like a set line. That's how he got his relativity, because it can change for different people.
Right.
So no, time doesn't necessarily work that way. It's not like it's a straight line. It's not like it's something that's always a constant. It goes at this speed. It's the same for everybody.
Right. Like you were saying, I think time is a byproduct. I don't think that it's a necessary thing that we have to have. I think
it's to show change.
Exactly. It's just a unit of measurement to show.
You got to have seasons of the year. You got to know hours.
Well,
of the
no, right.
Day.
But you're talking on a human perspective.
You're talking on
a
macro level.
We're talking about like the cosmos level of it. Right.
Cosmic time. Right.
Cosmic time is not.
That's completely different than our time.
Well, right. Yeah, and we'll get into that too, because that's
just
a totally different
time at fundamental level.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't think time is necessary to exist. I don't think it needs to exist side by side for space to exist. Do you?
I think it does.
There's the space time continuum and a ripple in space time.
If you're traveling through space, I mean, I think it's good to know how long you've been there. Simple as that.
Right, but again,
whether you're on Earth.
Again, if you're traveling through space, you've got a preconceived notion of what time is.
I mean, you know, time is a unit of measurement.
Essentially, but I think there's more to it than that. And I just don't think I'm smart enough to understand it.
I do think that is necessary,
I think there might be more to it, though, and I just don't think there might be.
There's plenty to it.
Because how would you know to get up at the sunrise? There's a million reasons. So
right, that's your like biological clock, your internal thing on how, on when you get up at sunrise, when you get that right. Isn't that what that is? Be like a biological clock.
I'm talking about the usefulness of time.
Yeah, but just
the
you're getting ahead of us here. I think.
Yeah, you're still thinking. You're still thinking strictly on a human level. Yeah, how we perceive time.
Take humans out of the equation.
Take humans and just pretend like humans had never even evolved into what we were.
Think about it like if a tree falls in the forest. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yeah. Is anybody if it no
does time pass if there's nobody to observe it?
Well, absolutely.
Or if nothing happens
right now, I don't think we know enough about space. To even know that, all we know is we can base time in space basically off light and gravity. That's about it.
Basically.
So.
But yeah, I mean light, that's interesting.
Light and gravity. That's our units of measurement through space.
So if you've got like a planet that's forming in the universe, okay. But so say nothing's happening. It hasn't been bombarded. There's no molecular nothing. Nothing's going on, and that's like that for. And I can't even say a billion years because does time pass when there's absolutely nothing happening?
Let me lay some shit on you here.
You fuck me up with some truth? Hit me with a truth bomb.
Time is different at the inside of the sun as it is at the outside of the sun.
Due to gravity because the mass
is... So that said, different places in the universe have experienced different amounts of time since the universe began.
Yeah.
Right,
so
okay.
In this section of the universe, it might be 10 billion years old, and it might be 14 billion years old over here.
To them. Our section might be 14 billion to
sucked
them.
In. Yet again, I might be getting ahead of myself, but you know, black holes are so dense that even the gravitational pull that they give, by slowing light down, you're slowing yourself down and slowing time down.
So I had a pretty good, right to what you guys were both saying. I heard something one time that said, if you could beam yourself to 65 million light years away and you had a telescope powerful enough to observe back here on Earth, you'd be looking at the dinosaurs.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, so if you could warp or beam me up, Scotty, 65...
That's not really time travel.
Well, I'm not talking about time travel. No. I'm just saying, like, that's just an essence of it because you would still... To you, time would be the same because you just warped 65 million light years away. So you're still, I'm still 33 years old. My body's still the same. Nothing's wrong. But when I look in this telescope.
If you moved at the speed of light, it would seem like time stopped for you anyway.
Right, so. But what I'm getting at is if I have a telescope that's strong enough and I look inside this telescope, I'm looking at the same Earth that I just left instantaneously ago. I'm seeing 65 million years in the past.
Here's a good way to put it.
Here's a good way to put it.
They say the first waves the first waves they're going to see is going to be
our... You guys are getting way ahead of ourselves.
Right, yeah. We're breaking into part two.
You're like, I've got all this stuff I want to talk about.
And I know, I'm getting cut.
Quit pushing it out so fast.
All right, so where are we at on this one? Scientific.
Hey, you keep fucking me up. I'm trying to get you a base level of understanding of time, but you guys keep coming in with like...
Well, hit us with it. Explain time. Let's hear it.
What was the last thing I was talking about? Okay, the different...
I had a good point, but go ahead.
Motherfucker.
The different what?
I don't know. I'm lost. I'm just lost.
He is lost, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me read through my notes
here.
He is lost. Let me get my, Eric, it's hard to wrap my head around this, and you keep interrupting me.
He's lost in time.
But like I was saying, I think time, you know, the beginning of it, it goes back to kind of the psychological effect on your mind. You know, like we were talking about earlier, you know, an 8-hour work day seems like 12. But when you're at home having fun...
Well, I forget who said that. It said, put your hand on a hot stove, a second can seem like an hour. And if you put your hand on a hot woman, an hour can seem like a second.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good
perception
one.
Of time, yeah.
Yeah, perception
exactly.
of time.
And that's basically what, you know, we're talking about what time is, and that it's our human mind making the perception of it.
Yeah, but get past that. Take humans out of it. I want to go to a base. What is time?
Okay, what is time?
That's what I'm asking.
I think we basically broke it down already. I mean, it's gravity and light.
I don't think light has anything to do with time, though.
Are we talking about time? I mean, you told me not to say talk about humans. I went to the space level. And what other essence of time is there?
Right. So, well, what do you have? What do you think time is then, Biggie?
Okay. Because
I don't know. I have no idea. Obviously, I'm not good.
You said before, and you were right, that time is just a measurement. So what if there's nothing changes? Is there a measurement after that? If nothing changes...
By our knowledge we have right now, that's where we're at.
So you think time continues to go if nothing happens?
If nothing changes, explain that.
So say time, like, okay, so something changes in an atom, like an electron goes around it. You can quantify that. Quantify it, that's your time.
It's measurable.
And say in the whole universe, there's always something going on, so you have to increment time because something happens.
So you have to implement time as a way to...
To show that there's something that happened before.
Okay, so as a way, this happened before this happened, and you can't have a before or an after without a time scale.
Yeah, without a time scale.
Yet again, it's like a yardstick. It's a way of way to judge.
Right. So if nothing happens, does time increment? Because time moves only to show that something has happened before. So if nothing happens anywhere, did time move on? That's the big question.
And that goes into
I don't think so.
I think you can be.
That's what Einstein felt too.
I think time can be bent and manipulated, yeah.
Okay, absolutely. I've got a really good explanation right here on, and this is one of my favorite guys, NGT, man, Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's awesome. And when I was looking for research, I looked for a way to understand how time worked and how it worked with space. So what it is we operate with on a four-dimensional level, and a lot of people don't, we are only three-dimensional. That's right. We have length, width, and height on a coordinates. It's your X, Y, Z coordinates on, you can all plot right. it. But time, it would be your fourth dimension, okay? So here you go. If you're going to make an appointment with someone, I would say, hey, you don't give them a time without a place or a place without a time. If I said, hey, meet me at 3:00, you're going to go, where? If I said, hey, meet me at the corner of 27th Street, you're going to go, when?
Yeah, it's a basic unit of measure.
So the actual coordinates of your meeting at 33rd Street at 6 p.m., that's four dimensions of time that you're doing there, okay? So three space coordinates, one time coordinate. But the whole difference is we are prisoners. We're not prisoners of our three-dimensional space because we can access any point in our three-dimensional space, left, right, up, down, in any 360-degree angle and anywhere in between. So we're not prisoners of our three-dimensional space. But we are a prisoner of the present.
This is an exact quote I pulled out, too.
Is it? Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson was awesome on this. So we're exact prisoners of the present, meaning that we don't have access to the past. We don't have access to the future. But what he was saying, and he's speculating on this, which he tends to do, and I like it, if you were at a higher dimension or consciousness, you could step out of your time dimension and access time like we look at space. How we look at space and how, like Sean was saying with the yardstick right in front of you. If you have a 3-foot yardstick right in front of you and it's laid out, you can measure anywhere from 6 inches, 1 foot, any point along this yardstick, you can measure. Okay, so what I'm saying is if you're at a higher consciousness or in a higher dimension and you wanted to measure time, say they don't have the same constraints because we don't have those constraints in the space, in space.
Like the wormhole aliens from Deep Space Nine, they lived outside of time. They didn't have any conception.
Right, so what I'm getting is if they can step back out and look at time like we look at a yardstick and they can jump in at any point of time, they can jump in, jump out, that would definitely be a form of time travel, but it's a different way to look at it.
The writers of Star Trek, they broached it like they were non-corporeal, which means they're ethereal beings. They didn't exist on our same plane. They existed inside of a wormhole.
Okay.
So, and they were trying to communicate with Captain Sisko. Well, at the time he was commander, but neither here nor there. They were looking at his brain trying to figure out what is this creature. It doesn't live like we live. It doesn't think like we think. And they're seeing all of his memories, and they don't get that this isn't happening to him right now. They don't understand this happened before.
Oh.
They're like, what is before? He's like, it's what happened before right now. What is now?
Because he didn't have the constraints of time, so he didn't understand what they were talking about.
No, they didn't understand what he was talking about. They didn't understand how his wife died before in his life, and they were looking at his memory. They didn't understand that's not happening to him right now and always. It happened before.
Oh, yeah, that was.
They don't understand there's a
right,
before.
That's
they
implanted
don't,
right. in his mind.
Right.
I got you. So, yeah, memories, a small way to go into the past.
Right. So this time travel thing, this is really nuts because, I always pick all the topics for the shows, and I was giving Big E some shit last week, and I said, hey, man, why don't you pick a topic this time, something you're interested in doing? And when he came up to me and he says time travel, I was kind of like, I know absolutely dick about time travel. Okay, it's like the physics thing.
I think that goes for everybody.
Right. Well, right. Who knows anything about time travel?
I got a little brain exercise because you know about how gravity affects time, right? So what is gravity, roughly?
Gravity is a force that is made by any object large enough to create its own, with mass enough to create its own, that has mass large enough, it will create its own.
In physics, they define gravity similar to that.
You spit out the Webster's Dictionary right there.
Well, in physics, they define it similar to that. Gravity is just the warping of space in the presence of a massive object. That is an object that has mass.
That's exactly basically what I said.
So think of it like a sheet that you drop a marble on. Whenever there's something there, gravity is created as a byproduct of that being there.
Okay.
Yeah, and it creates almost a
There's a really good video on YouTube of a physics teacher that explains this really well with a stretched out sheet.
Let me keep going or I'm going to lose this.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Fuck. Okay, no, I got it. So you take away that object in space, right, that created the gravity. Without gravity, can there be time? So my point is exactly that. If there's no gravity, is there no time in that section of space? So in void, does time exist?
Where there's no gravity and no
is there no time?
No mass is large enough to create gravity.
So is there existence where there is no gravity, which means there is no time?
But there's wouldn't there still be the baseline for space-time still there, though?
That's an interesting thought.
If time is actually built into the fabric of space... Maybe. But
if time is built into the fabric space, like, that's the question. There.
Well, like we were saying, I mean, the two fundamentals of basic space time, you know, gravity and light. If there's no gravity and light, then I'm kind of with you. There is no time then.
Exactly.
Especially if you didn't have gravity.
That was my point before. If there's nothing, like, and then take that a step further, like I was saying before, if in the universe nothing at all changes in an instant, did time actually happen?
I'm inclined to think no, man.
I'm inclined to think no. That would be
excellent.
Called,
that's what I was trying
that
to
would
get
be called stopping time.
Right.
Pretty much.
When there's nothing to measure.
Yeah.
You don't need it. You can throw it out the window.
When there's nothing to measure, there's nothing to measure.
Right. When there's nothing to measure, no change, no before, no after.
No, that'd be the ability to stop time.
More or less, yeah.
The only thing I know that does that is an Infinity Stone.
Infinity Stone, or Quicksilver. But he doesn't actually stop time.
No, he slows down time.
Well, it's not that he exists outside of it in his own.
No, he isn't manipulating time.
Well, he's not manipulating it, no, but he kind of exists outside of it and perceives it.
Yeah.
Is able to perceive it faster.
He exists outside the physical boundaries of time.
Right. It's not just perception, though, because if it was just perception, he wouldn't be able to run fast.
Right, right.
He'd just be able to, like, oh, I see this thing coming at me, and it's just taking forever to get here.
So there's so much to the – time travel, we're starting out right now, we're talking about space and time, and there's so much to it when you just talk about, hey, what's time? Oh, it's 2:50. No, man, that's not what we're talking about
time
clock
is so
shows.
Complicated.
There's so much to it, and like I said, even the more I learn, the more confused I get
it
with
really
this
is.
Shit. I mean, it's hard.
It's almost like the human mind isn't ready to grasp this aspect, and honestly, that might be a good thing.
Here's how I put it. For the general public,
fair enough.
The general public can't wrap their head around fucking the time change, like daylight savings. Like, oh, am I losing an hour? Am I gaining an hour? Does this mean like my weekend's longer?
Yeah,
people have enough trouble with that.
How can you expect them to take on something like space time?
An hour to your clock. Yeah. Nothing really changes.
But your mental perception does.
Right,
and your mental perception is everything.
It's just so hard to wrap your head around it.
It is.
And you saw shit like time travel and paradoxes, which we'll get to in one of the other parts here. It gets real hard to keep up with.
Right.
This was just our initial theories, which is pretty much like everyone else's initial theory. Never really thought about it.
Right. That's what I said. So he's posing questions that I didn't think of in my research, like what is time? And that's shit like...
If you don't understand time, you can't even begin to think about how to travel in it.
Exactly. So
fair enough.
If you don't understand it, you can't make a mechanism to traverse it. So every TV show, every movie you've ever seen, they all got a different take on how to make their time
travel
device.
With as much resistance as I gave you for that question, what is time, I think it was absolutely necessary and pivotal to this episode because, like
you
just said, if we're going to talk about time travel, you have to understand time before you try to traverse it.
And since nobody truly understands time, that's my point there earlier while I said, I don't think it's possible because we don't know...
Right.
I mean, we don't even know what time is.
Exactly.
So that's when I saw that on the question. I sat here for a half an hour giving that a good thought.
To understand the question, what
really
is time, is something.
Did even just to put your head into the question, not to answer it.
Yeah, fuck the answer.
But to put your head into the question.
Even answer it.
My brain hurts.
Right. Like I said, you guys, we reserve the right to be wrong on this because there's a lot.
There's a lot of people online you should watch on YouTube to get an idea.
I mean, what we're doing is we're giving you the best. Basically, synopsis.
Yeah, I don't like telling people when
we're
you
making
do your,
fools of ourselves.
Well,
trying
not the
fair enough.
Not
yeah,
the
we probably
synopsis,
sound like idiots, but I don't like telling people like.
But we're given the opinion that we found out and that we've researched.
Fair enough. What I'm saying is I don't like telling people do all your research on YouTube, but there are some really good short YouTube videos that give you a great example.
Just be
of
cautious
this stuff.
At what you see and believe.
That's what it is essentially. Is when you do your research on YouTube, you got to be able to know going in that there are bullshit. There's bullshit there, and you got to learn to pick.
You always
got to,
dude. I watched.
Always double check your word.
I watched this series called, I think it was like Through the Wormhole. It was really
cool. Morgan Freeman. That's a great series.
No.
Through the Wormhole.
Maybe it wasn't Through the Wormhole then. It was a cartoon series.
You'd remember Morgan Freeman.
And it was really good. It was like 3 hours worth of content on how time worked. And at the end of it, after I watched all of it, they spun it into a God angle, like a Christian type.
Fuck.
Thing. And I was.
Hey, what's wrong with that? I'm telling you.
I mean, God has a spot
idea
if that's religion your thing, is skewed.
No, I know, but no, but I just hate it when people try to use God or religion to explain things. Well, that's the deal. Just because you don't understand it right now does not mean that we won't get the answer sooner or later.
We're not doing a show on faith, so I'm not.
Right, fair enough. That's my whole deal with that. I just don't like when we can't explain it. So, God, that's the end. That's their first logical step is religion or God.
That's a way to That's always been a way to explain the unexplained.
And again, if you take in Neil deGrasse Tyson's words for it, if that's how we operate, then God is an ever getting smaller pocket of scientific ignorance. If we're just using him to explain things we don't understand, then he is an ever residing pocket of scientific ignorance. Well, that's what God is.
Let me throw a couple more things.
Is that a bad thing?
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying soon enough there will be no need for him because we'll understand everything that we're using God to explain.
That's going to be a problem.
They don't need.
No, you're right, but I'm just saying. You're right.
That's presumptuous.
Well, you're talking God. That's an inner peace.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying a lot of people that use that to explain certain things like, well, oh, got to be God. We don't know how it happened. Evolution. Nope. Can't explain that. Got to be God. So I just don't like using him because you don't know. Because if you don't know the answer to something, you can't just automatically say God. That's my whole thing.
Well, it's a way to explain the unexplained.
Hey, I know. I agree with what he did there, but I'm saying.
The cosmological constant. I mean, it happens in science. So
Michio Kaku just came along with the same thing, and he was just saying that he has evidence that there is some sort of creator.
Let me ask you this. Can you have existence without time?
Yeah, can you elaborate a little more? Be a little bit more, I mean...
Well, without time, you can have no change. If there is no change, does existence happen?
No, that means time...
Because you're static.
Time stops, and you cannot.
What if you've got a rock here, and of course it's not changing, not moving, not nothing, but it's still there. So it is existing without changing or moving.
But your frame of reference has to include the entirety of reality, not just the rock.
Not if there's not enough mass to create gravity to
If your rock is all of reality... No. Well, then it would have to be at absolute zero, so there's no
molecular movement or anything.
If there's any movement at all, then
you have time. If there's anything going on at all, period, you've got a time.
I'm gonna go back to the quicksilver thing. Now, if he completely stopped time there, that's kind of what you're talking about.
Kinda.
Oh, okay.
Is that you?
That was me.
Sound like a mouse on a Harley right through here.
I farted.
That's one way to kill a thought.
On that note.
Okay. Right.
One more thought
I think it's time to take a break.
Before we get to a break, I got another little thing. That existence and time is the greatest conspiracy there ever was.
Oh, how so?
Because why do things exist? You know what I mean? Who knows this, and why are they not sharing it with us? There doesn't have to be an existence.
That's a deep thought. Yeah, elaborate.
There could just be void. There does not have to be an existence.
Okay.
And if there is a reason for it or a how, and it was done by anything, then it's a conspiracy against anybody on this plane.
No.
You don't think so? Time isn't just straight physics. You think
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it doesn't have to be. Existence doesn't have to be.
You think it was manufactured? By man.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it may have just happened.
Just happened accidentally, in a way.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
That'd be hard to believe.
But if there is somebody out there that can answer that question, and they're not telling us, it's a conspiracy in my eyes. If there's any kind of God, or if there's any kind of greater being that knows and is keeping it from us, that's the same as the fucking shit going down closed doors in government lane.
There is a Bible.
So now people can relate.
Written by man.
That
explains it.
A lot of people can relate nature to God. So, and another thing, I'm coming right back to Neil deGrasse Tyson on
nature
this.
Nature is physics.
Okay, so great. I like where you went with that. So Neil deGrasse Tyson says, just because we can't understand something in a lab and can't recreate it or reproduce it, doesn't mean nature has a problem with recreating it or reproducing it or even understanding it.
Think about nature.
And I only say that because a lot of people can relate nature to God. So what I'm saying is, just because we don't get it or understand it, we can't directly go to God, but that doesn't mean nature had a problem doing it at all.
That's what Druids believe. The Druid. You've heard of the Druids, I'm
Druids,
sure.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, they worship the forest. They worship nature. Mm-hmm. That's what they did. And they believe kind of the same thing that you just said there.
Really?
Yeah.
The time belief is all over.
Don't get me wrong. The Druids, I'm pretty sure that belief is gone, but...
What, druidism?
Well, you think there's any more practicing druids?
Well, they are really
setting a course for druidia.
Druids aren't like a specific sect of
anything. But no, if you've ever seen
Mick, you didn't catch that.
Anyone who's familiar with Mick Dodge, how he lives in the wilderness, anyone who's familiar with the people that choose that for a living, to go out in the wilderness and build a long cabin out in Alaska.
Yeah.
And
where are you going with this?
This is druidism.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
just being in love with nature.
Exactly. Being at one with nature. The Indians believe the same thing.
We're way off the time thing, though.
Right. Well, right. But that's why we're having four episodes here, because we're explaining
stuff. We knew it was going to be.
And that's, right. We knew we were going to be getting off.
You led me down this path.
You get my point, though? Is that if existence doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be in existence. And if there's somebody out there, it's got to be a conspiracy. If there's any kind of intelligence
at all.
Since there is nature in existence follows and does not allow the breaking of its rules.
Right.
It seems.
And I like how you brought the conspiracy angle in on this, too, because that's the kind of show we are on.
It's above us all. Like, the government can't say nothing. People, Martians can't say nothing.
No, right. And that's the thing. So if there was, if there was something, some intelligent designer or designee that did all of this, we would never know. He would never tell it. He or she or it, the being, the omnipotent one, would never tell
us. Exactly, like
we would never know
the attitude that the government would have with us for any of their fucking
cover ups. Yeah, because they're never going to tell us. We would never know.
We're just we're lower level, and
I mean, well, you got to think about it. I mean, this is show what? What do you know exactly? How many shows?
26.
26.
28. 27.
Something like that.
Okay, and this is the first time we've even come up with the concept of what is time.
Right. So, I mean, we've never talked about it. I'm sure this is a deep episode because
smarter people than us have probably thought this out before.
Oh, yeah.
So,
what is time question?
Absolutely.
we generally don't get into.
We're the last people to come up with this
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Right?
That's my point.
There's people going to be emailing us, go, look, you fucking idiots got this all wrong.
I can't wait for those.
It's 3:45.
Hey, Sean, what's your email address so people can email you directly?
You want my phone number, too?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
All right, guys. Well, unless you guys got any objections, I feel like we need to wrap up part one of our time travel. I'll travel back in time. I'll do the outro over. You guys
there
ready?
There you go.
All right, I'm here.
I
think unless you guys got any objections, we will wrap up part one of our time travel episode.
No. That was all banter and preconceptions.
I think so. But so, remember to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/surrealtalk. You can also find us on Twitter at Surreal Talk Show. We've got a pretty heavy following on Twitter recently, thanks to Big E.
Yeah, shout out.
I want to set that straight.
Uh-oh.
That's not my doing. That's our guy, Tim.
Tim. Oh, Tim the man.
Tim really helps us out on social media.
Thanks, Tim.
Shout out to Tim.
He's learning our stuff. He's doing a good job for us.
Also, you can find the live video recording of every show on YouTube. All you have to do is search for Surreal Talk, and you will find our live streams, because we're live streaming every show from here on out, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yep.
Hey, trying to make sure if you go on our YouTube to subscribe on our YouTube.
Oh, yeah, subscribe.
We need at least 100 subscribers to get our URL, which we're kind of stoked about.
What? Say that again?
I think we need at least 100 subscribers on YouTube to get our own YouTube/Surreal Talk
URL. Oh, okay.
So right now we're youtube.com/channel/
So give us a subscribe so we can get our own URL.
And you were saying, Eric, it was free. It's free to subscribe?
It's free. It costs you nothing.
Absolutely
nothing. Costs you nothing but a ding in your pocket when we upload videos.
So what, 30
seconds? That is it.
30 seconds of my time?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Search us. Also, remember to give us a review on iTunes, which we had a really great 5-star review this last week. I want to go over that right now. A guy sent in and said, this is a, what did he say? Exact words.
Oh, it was good. I like this.
It was a great podcast, very informative, with some funny guys.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. So all of those feedbacks make us feel real great. So give us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean. Download us on Stitcher, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast provider. Also, give us 5 stars. We'd love it. And if you have any questions or any comments or anything at all that you'd like to talk to us about, show ideas, things we screwed up, things we didn't do enough of. Longest outro ever. That's all right. I'm letting them all know. So let us know. And you can email us at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com. And like I said before, please subscribe. That's our bread and butter, baby. And thank you for listening. This has been a Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Oh, yeah, baby.
See ya.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production.
Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.